Mohamed Sherfi, an Algerian refugee, was deported from Montreal to the USA on March 5, 2004. Sherfi, who was very active in the Action Committee of Non-Status Algerians, was forced to take sanctuary in a church in Quebec City after he was served with a deportation order. When 15 police officers entered into the church to arrest and deport him, it was the first time in Canadian history that sanctuary had been broken by the state. After spending 15 months in detention in Batavia, New York, Sherfi was granted political refugee status in the U.S. just days ago, effectively stopping his deportation back to Algeria. We spoke with Pastor Doré, a minister with the United Church of Canada, which provided sanctuary to Sherfi. Here, Pastor Doré reflects on his case and the systematic injustices of the Canadian Immigration and Refugee Board. I'm on the phone with Pastor Doré, who joins us from Quebec City, where he is a minister of the United Church of Canada. Thank you for joining us on the program today, Pastor Doré.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay. So today we're going to be discussing Mohamed Sherfi, who was an Algerian refugee living in Montreal, who was deported to the United States just over a year ago and has recently gained political refugee status in the United States. But maybe just to take us back, can you remind our listeners what happened on March the 5th, 2004 in your church?
Yes, we had agreed to welcome Mohamed in sanctuary because we had had the advice of human rights organizations, and he was to be deported to the United States, through which he had come 6 years before. And so we were told by these human rights organizations that he should be granted the status of refugee in Canada, and that he needed temporary protection while his case would be studied again. And on March the 5th, for the first time in the history of Canada, the police entered in the sanctuary and brought to Mohamed to the police station. And he was given to the new border agency, and on the same day was transferred to the United States, where he has been in jail since then.
Now, this was around a time when many refugees in Canada were making the choice to take sanctuary in churches rather than to be deported back to their home countries. Why is it, do you feel, that, first of all, that Mohamed decided to take sanctuary or that he needed to take sanctuary? And why did you feel like it was your church's responsibility to provide that sanctuary to Mohamed Sherfi?
Yeah. I must say that the United Church of Canada has a clear position on the issue of sanctuary since 1992, when the 34th General Council endorsed the moral right and responsibility of congregations to provide sanctuary to legitimate refugee claimants who have been denied refugee status. And this was, according to us and according to a recommendation we had had from the human rights organization, we could see that Mohamed was a legitimate refugee claimant. And the problem in Canada is that only one person, a commissioner, who may not have any basic education in law, who has been nominated through a political process, may make a decision that that a person will not be given the status of refugee. And Mohamed had gone all through the process, and he had been denied the right to stay in Canada. And a main con of this was that there was a moratorium on the deportation to Algeria until 2002. And at this point, about 1,000 Algerians found themselves without status in Canada, in Quebec, under the threat of deportation. And Mohammed had been a spokesperson for them, and the majority of them had seen their situation solved and had been admitted with a residence in Canada. But when the case of Mohammed was under the bureaucratic scrutiny, he was not allowed to stay. So there was no more option for him. The only option was being deported or find a safe place from where he could ask for his case to be revised. And that's what he did, and that's why we welcome him as a refugee in sanctuary here.
So as you mentioned, last March the 5th, police officers came into your church where Mohammed Sherfi was staying in Quebec City and immediately deported him. And he's been sitting in an immigration detention center outside Buffalo, New York, since March the 5th, 2004. And we learned just the other day that Mohammed was now granted political refugee status in the United States. Why is this news significant to us?
It's very significant because it shows us that Mohammed was right in asking to be acknowledged as a refugee here, that we were right in offering him sanctuary, and that there's a major problem with the Canadian system for the determination of the status of refugee. The difference with the United States is that we don't have a board of appeal here. That's why the old tradition of sanctuary, was part of our history again. The Canadian law has a provision for a board of appeal, but it has never been applied until now. And there's a lot of pressure on the Canadian government in order that this be offered to refugee, because now the only recourse a refugee has is on the matter of procedure. Things have been done as according to the bureaucratic process or not, but on the value of his request, there's no mechanism for appeal. So it's a message sent to the Canadian government that they should start this board of appeal in Canada in order that justice be given to refugees.
And just one last question. How do you feel about the possibilities of Mohammed Sherfi now being brought back to Montreal, his home?
It will be his choice. It is our hope. And that's why his partner in life today asked the Quebec Minister of Immigration and the Canadian Minister of Immigration that he be granted a certificate of selection and the right to come back to Canada as soon as possible.
We've been on the phone with Pastor Doré in Quebec City. Thank you again for being with us today.
You're welcome.
This is my island in the sun, where my people have toiled since time begun. I may sail on many a sea.
This report was produced for the CKUT Community News Collective in Montreal by Aaron Lakoff.
Oh, island in the sun.
We'll reduce the number of economic migrants.
Britain can't take them.